Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, as the world's two largest economies square off in yet another round of trade saber-rattling, China now issuing a direct warning to countries: think twice before signing any trade deals with Washington that could harm Chinese interests. So obviously the stakes are rising, not just for Washington and Beijing, but for every country caught in between. So here's the obvious question: where does it leave South Africa and the rest of the global South? Someone in an excellent position to answer that question is Donald McKay from XA Global Trade Advisors. So Donald, welcome to you. What exactly then is China warning against? And I guess what's behind the timeline?
Yeah, so the trade war with China and the US has heated up fairly dramatically over the last few days. And the US is pushing countries that want to do some sort of deal with the US to pick a side. And China, of course, is quite concerned about that. So they don't want this to spiral out much beyond the US. And so China are threatening retaliation if any actions are taken to directly harm China. I mean, you could think of this, you know, these are our two biggest trading partners. The parents are fighting and the kids are being asked to pick a side. And we really are not in a position to be able to do that. We, you know, both of these are very important partners of ours. But that is the position.
In your opinion, how much of this is brinkmanship, or how serious is China about actual retaliation against countries that pursue U.S.-aligned deals?
I think extremely serious. There are extremely severe consequences on China if that were to happen. China is an export-driven economy. It requires a big global market to be as successful as it is. So I think anything which threatens that to an even greater degree than the U.S. has already done is extremely serious. And of course, this is not just about trade. It goes all the way down to spheres of influence. I think China is very concerned that the US is attempting to isolate it completely. And that would certainly have very negative consequences on the Chinese economy. So I think they're deadly serious when they threaten retaliation.
Which means that we're into a new era of transactional relationships, and it signals surely a new phase of economic coercion in global trade if this is to be pursued with any degree of alacrity.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is incredibly alarming. At present, this is just constrained to trade, but it's hard not to see this not spilling over into other areas, including security, for example. So I think the consequences of this are extremely severe. We don't want to live in a world that is transactional, because that will always favor the bigger economies. So we want to live in a rules-based world where even small economies like our own have an opportunity to defend their interests. But the way this is escalating, that is looking increasingly unlikely.
So, Donald, given that the rules in many respects are being torn up as we speak, how should South Africa and maybe Southern Africa more broadly be interpreting this warning, and what should we be doing to mitigate?
Yeah, so I think we want to very deliberately avoid picking sides in this fight. There would appear to be no upside to favoring either side in this. I think we need to look at them and let them settle their differences and try as best as possible to not be caught in the crossfire. And that would really apply to the whole of Africa, because the whole of the continent is being fought over, which you know, feels very kind of reminiscent of 100 years ago. So we've got something very similar that is occurring at the moment. Africa finds itself in the middle. You know, I think we need to steadfastly focus on our own interests, try to avoid being an active participant, and see what happens when the dust settles, which hopefully is fairly soon, but could drag on for a long time if the two belligerent parties don't find a way to settle their differences.
But increasingly, it will become more difficult to pursue a non-aligned trade strategy in this very vociferous climate.
Yes, it absolutely would. And the US in particular is making this very difficult. If this was just between the US and China, it would be a little bit easier. We could just continue trading as we have before. But the US has now placed at minimum a 10% tariff on all of our exports, except those that they've excluded. And then, of course, the potential of that rising to 30% in 3 months' time. And so that makes this even more difficult. It is, if you like, pushing us towards the Chinese side, but at the same time wanting to penalize us if we move in that direction. So absolutely, this is going to be an incredibly difficult tightrope for us to walk.
And Donald, part of the problem is inertia as far as South Africa is concerned, because we've had a very wishy-washy promise from the presidency saying, well, we are going to engage with representatives in the United States of America. To the best of my knowledge, none of that has happened.
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, that's true. I mean, I hope we're both wrong on that, Jeremy, but that is as I understand it too. I think a substantial part of the problem is we don't know what the Trump presidency wants from South Africa. So we know what they are threatening to do, but they're not telling us what they would expect to not do it, if you like. So making it very difficult, you know, how do you negotiate if the other person is just threatening to hit you after 3 months, but is not giving you an out, which is the position we seem to find ourselves in. Now, the US has said you need to come with proposals. What are you offering? But that's difficult to know. So, for example, Europe said, we will agree to no tariffs on anything out of the US. And Trump said he's not interested in that. But he started saying that they want to have, you know, they want to have access into other markets to the same degree they're given to theirs. But when that offer has been made, Europe and Israel have both offered it. Trump has simply said no. So we don't really know what they want, making this very, very difficult to negotiate.
And Donald, just finally, I don't want to be accused of hunting for a good headline here, but maybe I am. It's patently obvious the era of global trade cooperation is either over or has changed significantly, as you've outlined. There's no doubt that we're entering a cold economic war, or is that too much too soon?
No, we're already in, and from an economic perspective, the war is not really cold at all. Shots have been fired from all sides. I think what is more concerning is that by the US particularly completely isolating China from its market, the incentive that China had, for example, beforehand to not do something like invade Taiwan was this concern that if we did invade, we'd be cut off from the global trading system, as they saw happened to Russia. But when you've preemptively cut them off to a substantial degree and are attempting to isolate them completely, then certainly those incentives start to reduce. And then you're really only looking at whatever military risk assessment they do. But the economic leverage that the US had, I think they've dramatically diminished. So we could find ourselves in a kind of a true Cold War situation as we had beforehand between the US and the Soviet Union, which would, of course, be a truly terrible, terrible outcome. But from an economic perspective, you know, shots have been fired. It's a hot war.
Donald McKay, your insight and analysis is always appreciated. From XA Global Trade Advisors, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.